Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Shul Thaxton coming to you from Blog Talk Radio with Favor Life, where we go through the process of there and we allow God to walk us through the place where we are made by His word and His will, and He performs and perfects something in us by faith that eyes haven't seen and ears have not heard, and nor has it entered into our heart that God would ever do anything like that with us. But He does it, and He makes us a blessing not only to ourselves and our loved ones, but unto other nations and to every generation we impact and we give the life of Him. We have been following ordinary people in the Bible, seeing them not as superhuman Christians, but ordinary people that believe and trust God. And as they believe and trust God and take Him as His word, He does something miraculous in their life. He changes them. Line upon line, precept upon precept, He makes them know Him in a way that they've never known Him and see the demonstration of His power and the manifestation of His promises in their lives. We have been studying in the book of Genesis for some time, and that God still has us there, so we're going to go back there. One of the things that He has me focusing on right now is Thomas and the dream. Sometimes when we have a dream that is so wonderful and big that other people cannot see it, they criticize or they hate the dream. They hate it because God has given it to you, and God is going to make something happen in your life that they themselves are not prepared for or don't want. And this is what happened with Joseph. Joseph's dream was so big that it made his brothers hate him even the more. But you cannot stop being the dreamer, the dream carrier, because God is allowing you to carry His dream, and He's going to manifest it through you as you just align up and trust Him, that you can't stop being God's dreamer and God's birther of a dream. You have to continue to do what the Lord says, even when it seems like the people who should know you, the people who understand you, the people who should be with you and understand what God has called you to should know. Joseph's brothers didn't even understand who he was and what God was going to do. Even after Jacob died, because they did not know his heart, they continued to still live in a place of unforgiveness and regret. And that was when they, in the 50th chapter of Genesis, when after Jacob has died, they go to their to send messages to their brother because they're afraid that he's going to retaliate because of what they've done to him. And he reminds them once again, he said, this was the will of God. I had to come here. And even though you meant it for my harm, God meant this for my good, and He meant it so that I could save many lives. And not only am I going to take care of you, but I'm going to take care of your children, which lets me know that His heart was a heart that God could trust with the dream. God is only going to trust people with His dream who have a heart to do things exactly what, like He said, and to do it in a way that brings Him glory, so that you're not trying to steal His glory, that they are trying to give God all the glory, honor, and praise. And as they are, God blesses them, exalts them, He enlarges them, He causes them to grow and increase, and He uses them even the more, prolonging the pleasure or the happiness and the joy of their life because they dare to believe God and trust God. And it does not mean that because you are God's carrier of His dream, because it's His dream, He wants to see it in the earth being done. So it's His. He's just imparting it into you and giving you a heart and desire and a will and faith to basically believe that it's going to happen and God is going to use you to do it. He wants those who He can trust. He's trusted it to many people, and they've done their own thing, and they've gone their own way. And so God wants people that He can empower to carry the dream, that glory can be seen in the earth, that looks and resembles Him, that the expression of Jesus Christ can be seen in you as you do His will, the expression of His character, of His life, of His truth, the life that sets and makes people free through you. And that's what happened with Joseph. Joseph was a dream birther. He carried God's dream and birthed it out, and he was able to save many lives. Many people were able to be set free from destruction and disaster because of him. He touched not only the lives of his family, but everyone who came, and they received food through him, because he carried something that other people did not have the ability to do, but God anointed him to do it. And you saw that as he was transitioned from Potiphar's house to the king's prison and to running the kingdom of Pharaoh, running Egypt. He was trusted in small things, in a house. So you're going to be trusted in that small place. You're going to be trusted in the house. You're going to be trusted in a local place first. And from there, it's going to spread to other people. And then from that to kingdom work, kingdom really enlargement of that place, even possibly going, God might use the dream that he's given you in state or even in nation. But wherever he has you at, be faithful in that area, even when people don't understand or recognize the dream that God has let you have and the dream that you're going to manifest, that he's going to allow his authority, his word, and his truth to make manifest in your life for others to be blessed by. And that's the thing. Job experienced this. And it's a bad thing when you walk with people and they should know you. You walk with people who say that I understand you. You walk with people who've been with you through different things and situations. But when it comes to this thing that God is entrusting you with, they can't see it. And they can't get with it. And they're watching it with almost doubt. They're watching it with almost an envy. They're watching it hoping that it won't come to pass. And when you hit pitfalls and when you hit places that look like it's not manifesting the way that God says, because it looks like time it's been too long, those are the times that you see them express how they really feel or what they really think. Or those are the times when you need them to be there for you. Those are the times that they show you how much support they really have in you or with you. Those are the times that you'll see them let you down or disappoint you or even talk against you or even get attitudes or certain kind of conducts against you. But you cannot allow even that to stop or you, because the dream that God has given you, unless you put it down, unless you just reject it, that is going to manifest. If God's spoken, he cannot lie, and it's going to happen in your life. You just got to be willing to wait on God and be of good courage and let him strengthen your heart in your wait process, because as you're waiting, he's perfecting you. He's refining you. Joseph was being refined as he was in his wait process. He had to go through the different seasons of shifting, and we saw it from Potiphar's house to the king's prison to being on the throne beside Pharaoh and rulership, you know. So we saw him being shifted, and he had to go through the process, because in every one of the stages that he went through, there was more that he learned. There was more that he was entrusted with. There was more responsibility. God let him grow. In every area of his life, he grew. It wasn't just in one area. He grew as a man, being trusted with finances, being trusted with people and over people, with responsibilities and duty and power. He was being trusted in all of those ways, and he did not allow those things to control him. He let the will of God be the thing that was his focus. And he kept that as his focus so that he wouldn't get off course. He understood that when he tried to help God out by even telling the cupbearer, remember to tell Pharaoh about me, he understood he was operating outside of the timing of God, that it was not the time. But I believe even that, God used that in his favor, because when the time, set time came, God allowed the cupbearer to remember Joseph. When Pharaoh had a dream that he himself could not get rid of. So, you know, God will sometimes use even the parts where we're anxious about to work in our favor. We see that even with the life of Moses. Moses knew that he was called of God to do something great and that he was going to be a great deliverer for his people, because he himself was delivered in the Nile. So he knew from being reared partly in his mother's house until he went to Pharaoh's daughter's house, that there was something special about him, that he had been saved for a reason, and it was for the deliverance of his people. And he got in the way by trying to help God out because he killed an Egyptian that was being mistreating a Israelite. And he understood that, you know, I'm going to do something great. When he left, because his secret that he thought was a secret was known, and he went into Midian, and he settled there. Part of his assurance and his confidence was lost by what had happened, because when we see in the scriptures, when Moses was younger, we saw that the word says that he was well-spoken, well-educated, well-knowledgeable about all these things, that he had the best of education, and he was a man of authority. But when we see him after God comes and visited him on the Mount of Sinai and lets him know, I'm going to use you, he starts telling God, I can't speak, I stutter, and he started letting God because his confidence was gone. Don't lose your confidence because you hit blows. Don't lose your confidence in what God has told you you're going to be because you run into trouble, because there's an attack, because it hasn't manifest, because you've gone through some discouraging places. Go back and grab that word again and begin to rehearse it in your ears till it grabs a hold by faith in your spirit, and you begin to know in your knower that this is going to come to pass and God is going to make it happen. Don't let it die because you hit obstacles. Joseph hit obstacles. He was given a dream, and he ended up in prison. He ends up sold as a slave and then being in Potiphar's house and then accused of rape, knowing that he had not done it. Then in the king's prison, helping other people, interpreting other dreams, making sure everyone else is taken care of. And it looks like he's in the back burner, but he couldn't lose sight of the dream. He couldn't lose sight of the vision. He knew that God's word was going to come to pass. And so he knew that God somehow was going to rescue him. He didn't know how, but he knew it was going to happen. And that's what you have to understand. It doesn't matter what's going on right now. The deliverance power of God is going to take you to the place that he promised, what he showed you. That ministry, you're going to have it. As long as God is giving you the dream, that we didn't give ourselves the dream, and that's what you have to understand. Joseph didn't give himself that dream. What God has given you and showed you, he gave it to you. And you know, if you know that he gave it to you, then he would surely make it come to pass. You have to line up and be ready. Joseph was ready for every shift. You have to line up and be ready for God to do in your life. And don't get discouraged because people who are with you don't understand. And it goes right back to Job's friend. They said, surely, if you've done everything you're supposed to, surely God will show up for you and do what he said he's going to do. Don't even let the words be a discouragement to you. Hold on to your integrity. Hold on to the promise that God gave you. Hold on to the dream. He will make that thing manifest in your life. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. It does not yet appear what it shall be, what you shall be. But give it a minute. Just hold on. God is going to do it. He's going to make that thing happen in your life. And the evidence of what you've hoped for, what he showed you, is going to be there. And he's going to speak, and it's not going to lie. Even though it's tarrying right now, you wait on that. Be in great expectation and know that it will manifest in your life. I pray that you are blessed by these broadcasts and that you are encouraged and empowered by these 15 minutes, and that you take this and you use it in your everyday life to conquer everything that is coming against you and working against you, knowing that the word of God will not fail and God will not fail you. I pray that the empowerment is something that you can be empowered with such an awesome, awesome faith that you yourself can go and empower yourself. Join me tomorrow on Favor Life, and we'll go again in the process of there and see God manifest everything that he says. God bless you.